Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau lead class member Erica Taylor Reynolds of Johnson County is among the members of the 2019-20 class that is on a two-year journey to explore agriculture in Kentucky. During a recent conversation, Reynolds talked about how she and her family are involved in the farming industry in their home county.
We have chickens and we raise a garden that provides for our family. We're about to get back into the goat business. A lot of people at home raise goats, meat goats, and we're also going to add dairy goats just for our own use.
Reynolds adds most farmers in the area where she lives are doing much the same as her family.
We have beef cattle. Some people raise produce. They'll do produce stands. And then most of it is like us. It's just homesteading. They're raising what they need for their own family.
She also works for the Conservation District.
I work for the Conservation District. Okay. I'm an environmental educator. We offer cost share opportunities. We do a seed giveaway of garden seeds in the spring, trees for people to replant when they have had losses. I know a few years ago we've had an ice storm, we've had a tornado, stuff like that, and people just need to replant.
Reynolds says the Conservation District is making a difference in her home county.
Of course, the economy is not great, and so these free programs give people the opportunity to do things that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Kentucky Farm Bureau lead class member Erica Taylor Reynolds says Johnson County has been hard hit by troubles plaguing the coal mine industry.
A lot of the people are learning other trades. ECAMI is a program that's come in. It's teaching people how to do different machining techniques so that they can get jobs that are unfortunately out of state, but it still keeps those people employed. A lot of people just went ahead and retired. It's hurt everybody bad.
She says participating in the class has been a great experience.
Come into it thinking and hoping you're going to get along with at least a few. And I think we're fortunate that, you know, everybody came into this and everybody gets along. We can't wait to see each other at each meeting. We can't wait to hang out after the things that we do through the day. It's just, we're fortunate.
She says she'd definitely recommend participating in the LEAD program to others.
Absolutely. The fact that we're already planning dates for 2020 is kind of a bummer because I know that at the end of that, you know, it's over.
Erica is a member of the 2019-2020 Kentucky Farm Bureau LEAD program that's learning about agriculture across the entire state. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.